According to Claiborne Johnston, neurology professor at the University of California, San Francisco, and the lead author of the Lancet study, stroke is not a disease exclusive to wealthy countries.
The perception has been that stroke is a disease of high-income countries, of the developed world, and isn't a concern in the lower-income countries. And our study suggests that the opposite should be the case.
Stroke is second only to heart disease among the world's deadliest killers and accounts for 10% of all deaths worldwide, with the greatest burden in Eastern Europe and North Asia.
They've been high for at least since the fall of the Berlin Wall. What was new really was an appreciation for the high rates of stroke in Central Africa and also the high rates of stroke in the South Pacific.
Those rates, Johnston says, are 10 times those in the United States, Switzerland, or Israel. To help explain the difference, estimates were calculated from World Health Organization data for common risk factors like hypertension, obesity, diabetes, smoking, and alcohol abuse. With the exception of binge drinking, none explained the higher stroke incidence in lower to middle income countries. Johnston suggests while some of the data may be incomplete or inaccurate, it's access to health care that divides richer nations from poorer ones.
For example, in the U.S., it may be required that somebody be put on a breathing machine for a while after their stroke. That's not an option in a low-income country.
And Johnston says other health factors could be at play for which no reliable measures now exist.
We know that some infectious diseases are associated with a greater risk of stroke, in particular a rheumatic fever. We don't have any measures of rheumatic fever, rheumatic heart disease in populations. And there are probably other factors that we don't know about that are also contributing to differences in stroke incidence, and that also requires more study.
But Johnston says financial resources have not been directed to prevent or treat stroke in poor to middle-income countries, in part because the condition has not been considered a public health priority. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.